A little bit different this year in terms of the time frame.
Exactly. We were at 4 weeks at one point. We went down to 3 weeks. Now we're at 12 days. And what we found is that sometimes, you know, the savvy bidders out there like to wait to the last minute. So what we're doing is we're condensing the auction and trying to get a lot more excitement happening. We've got close to 250 items, Dan, and we've got more coming in all the time. We're excited about that. We're going to have a really good auction. We've got everything from electronics. We've got iPhone 8. We've got Fitbits. We've got an advertising package from Rock 95. We've got golf passes for four, and that's for Innisbrook, Hawk Ridge, and Heritage Hills. Barry Colts tickets, Maple Leaf tickets, Hockey Hall of Fame, Barry Dragon Boat Festival. This is an entrance fee. It's normally about $1,200. Bradford Greenhouse, and we've got lawyers actually contributing wills and powers of attorney for a couple, which is an important part of their estate planning, and then gift certificates. They seem to be our best item that people like. We've got them from The Keg, Santa's Village, Home Depot, Centertown, St. On Recreation, Canadian Tire, Hooligans, and the LCBO.
So you get a lot of participation in this from businesses.
We do, and we couldn't do it without the support of our members and our businesses in Barrie, because that's what keeps us going. Everything that we raise goes back to the city of Barrie. Our most recent project, for example, is the clock downtown at the waterfront, the Rotary Clock, and we're helping with the new War Memorial as well, too.
Let's talk about what the Rotary Club does. People hear about it all the time. There are meetings, and they think it's all these business people get together and have lunch once a week or once a month and yak, yak, yak. But it's a lot more than that. Isn't it?
Well, it is a bunch of business people getting together for lunch every week, but there's an important part of it. And for me, it's like, well, it's not my home life. It's not my work life. It's something where I can kind of contribute back and be a part of the community. And the community can be as local as your city of Barrie, but it's also international. The Rotary, one of their main programs is eradication of polio. And that's one that people hear about and think about. But if you walk around the city of Barrie, you're going to see a lot of things where the Rotary Club has got an impact. And that could be from the Rotary Place at the RVH. It could be, like I said, the Rotary Clock. We plant trees. We're doing the Festival of Lights. We're getting that ready now. We're starting to string lights for that. The auction, the support, what we're trying to gather for is to help programs like RVH Hearts and Minds. That's the Child and Youth Mental Health Program and Hospice Simcoe, two important organizations.
So a lot of important work that the Rotary is doing.
Exactly. And like a lot of charities, you know, we're raising money, but we don't have any administration costs, for example. Everything we do, we volunteer our time, our gas. 100% of the money goes back into the projects.
As for the auction, how do people get involved if they want to bid on items? Can they see them somewhere?
Actually, the website's up and running right now. It's BarrieRotaryAuction.com. The items you can go into view, and bidding starts November 1st and goes to November 12th at 9 p.m. sharp.
And as you say, there are some people who wait till the last minute. They're watching right up to
there
the
are,
end.
There are, but you know what? At the end of the auction at 9 p.m., that's when the bidding stops. Some auctions have a soft close. Ours doesn't. So if you wait to the last second, you could be disappointed, unfortunately.
Best to get something in there right away.
Absolutely.
Thanks for coming in. Thanks for all the work that you do.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time.